Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael H. Brown is a well-known author, and his latest book is interesting. Besides being the editor of SpiritDaily.com, he has written a book called Lying Wonders, Strangest Things. Good morning. How are you? Oops. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you.
Where did the inspiration for this kind of book come out?
Well, when I was a kid, you know, I was interested in this. I read and reread this book by Frank Edwards called Stranger Than Science. He was a radio broadcaster, as a matter of fact, and it was a bestseller on the oddest things he could find around the world, supernatural and natural, strange coincidences and numbers and so forth. And I read that, like I said, reread it, and I wrote a book on psychokinesis back in the 1970s as a newspaper reporter. So I was always interested in so-called psychic phenomena and hauntings and things of that nature, trying to see as a young person if there was really anything beyond physicality, beyond this world. And through the years, even though I wrote on other topics, many other topics, mafia, love canal, so forth, I always kept an interest in this, and for the last 25 years have been writing solely in the spiritual realm and including the paranormal realm. So this is a compilation, nearly an update of Frank Edwards' book, this one being called Lying Wonders, Strangest Things.
How does the spiritual world and the supernatural world mesh together?
The spiritual and the supernatural, they're part and parcel the same thing. Of course, there's just different levels. There's different dimensions. You know, there's dark places. There are places of great light. So it's kind of one and the same. You know, they're kind of synonyms in a way.
Now, what exactly do you mean by lying wonders?
Well, you know, I'm a Christian, and in Thessalonians, it warns us that at the end of an age, and I believe we're coming to an end of an age, not the end of the world, the end of an age, an era, that there would be a lot of deceptions, including spiritual deceptions. And I think you have to be careful, because everyone right now is going hog wild, whether it's watching movies or cable. You know, you look at the History Channel or Travel Channel now. There's all these ghost hunters all over the place. There's Bigfoot. There's, you know, lake monsters. And I think there's a commonality. A lot of times, there are very similar phenomena attendant to them, and I think that they can be a deception from the dark side. Spirits playing games with us, if you will.
Now, this Friday, do people's fears or superstitions about Friday the 13th ever play into any of these wonders?
Well, you know, the 13 is an interesting number, and it's amazing how many people have really bought into it. Winston Churchill refused to sit in the 13th row at the theater, and he was pretty pragmatic.
Well, look at hotels don't have 13th floors.
That's right, and apartments, and even Continental Airlines and Air France, there's no row 13, you know. And you know, there are coincidences, like you take Jack the Ripper, Jeffrey Dahmer, Charles Manson, they all had 13 letters in their birth names. And when you get a witch's coven, there's 13 members. So you can play a lot with this. You can also play a lot with numbers when it comes to 9/11,
right.
You know, which we remember today, 19 years ago. And, you know, 9/11, first of all, of course, is an emergency number. And there's just a lot of other, you know, the first plane to hit one of the buildings was Flight 11. And the state of New York was the 11th to join a union. You can go on and on and on from that. Afghanistan, 11 letters. The Pentagon, 11 letters, you know.
Right.
Flight 11 had 92 passengers. 9 plus 2 equals 11. So you can do a lot of things with numbers, and a lot of it can be superstition. But there are certainly some amazing coincidences, and a lot of times coincidences have a spiritual undertone.
I know one of the, and you divide the book up into 63 chapters, each one is a new wonder. I know one of them that's interesting is your encounter with a doctor in New Orleans.
That was very strange. I was writing a book at the time that was on toxic contamination. I was down in Louisiana, and I was introduced to a medical doctor who had worked at OSHA as an executive. He was Harvard educated, and he wanted to see me because he wanted help. He was facing trial for bank robbery as a doctor, and he was an activist against the oil companies because he thought the pollution was causing a lot of illness. And there were cases down in Louisiana where doctors were dealt with by the oil industry and the chemical industries down there. But I didn't know what to make of it.
Right.
You know, because what do you do? I mean, the guy in the picture robbing the bank from security cameras looked rather much like him. So I told him, look, when I come back, I'll meet you at the airport and we'll have breakfast, show me more evidence. And while I was waiting for him to come in, this guy came in. I was sure it was him and sat down, but he wasn't coming over to me, even though he looked up and he saw me and saw me staring at him, and he was getting fidgety because I was staring at him, wondering, why aren't you coming here? This is the doctor, although well-dressed. And finally, he had enough of my looking over to him, got nervous, and walked out before he even ordered. Just a minute or two later, his identical twin, this doctor, but dressed way differently, walks in, comes up to me smiling, sits right down, and we start talking. And I didn't even tell him what just went on, except to say, you know, I believe, were you here a moment ago? But I don't see how he could have been, because
right.
I don't know how he could have changed that fast. So I still don't know to this day what went on there. Was this guy nutty and had two personalities, or was I being shown that, yes, there was somebody else who committed that crime?
At the end of the day, when people read your book, what will they get out? What will be the biggest thing you want them to get out of it?
Well, I think just like this one philosopher said, J.B.S. Haldane, the universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it's stranger than we can imagine. There are vast, vast realities out there, and there are unseen realities, dimensions that we'll become aware of when we're on the other side, after we pass from this place onward. I have no doubt that we go on, that we live forever. And, you know, this is a tough place, Earth, but I just want them to get a sense of the supernatural, and also to be warned that we're surrounded by a lot of deception, a lot of darkness, and you have to be careful with things that tend to be of the occult.
Name of the book is Lying Wonders, Strangest Things by Michael H. Brown, editor of SpiritDaily.com. Michael, fascinating topic. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.